Who can deny the truth of God? We see it when we look into the sky, into the stars and the planets. We see it when we see the sun rise in the morning. Gwen and I were at a car show yesterday, and in one of those cars was a stack of Gideon New Testaments. The guy that was showing the car was a Gideon. And I talked to him just a little bit, and I said, I notice you have some little Bibles in your car. I said, you don't believe what's in that, do you? And he began immediately to tell me that he believed. And this is what he said. He says, much easier for me to believe what's in that book than for me not to believe it. There's more testimony to the truth of that than anything else. Much easier for me to believe that than to believe anything else that the world has to offer. And I said, well, I agree with you. I believe it too. I just wanted to hear his testimony and for him to stand up for his testimony. Gwen said, I think you offend people sometimes when you do them that way. And I said, well, people, I think that people need to be able to give a defense of those things that they believe. Amen. Always be ready to give an account of what you believe. And Gwen said to you, could you do that if somebody caught you just off guard? And would you be able to? I believe I could. Because I would take them to the gospel. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is that how important the gospel is. The gospel, the good news. That's what all this message is about, is the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel. So what is that? What is that good news? That Jesus Christ has come and died on the cross. That he was buried. In 3 days he rose again. Now he's at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. And he's coming again. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And those that die lost will spend eternity in a devil's hell. Those that are saved will die and go to heaven. And that is the gospel. That's the good news. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. The psalmist said in Psalms 19 and verse 7 that it was perfect. But I want you to notice about the perfection of that word that he's talking about. He said that it converts the soul. There's not anything else that converts the soul. Now, you can change people's living conditions, but it will not convert their soul. You can give them an education, but it will not convert their soul. You can give them a good job, but it will not convert their soul. But my friend, the Word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ converts the soul. And without that, we're lost. Amen. Without it, we're lost. It converts the soul. A conversion experience. In Romans 10 and verse 17, the Word of God says that faith comes by hearing. By hearing the Word. By hearing the Gospel. By hearing the Bible. Faith comes by hearing. We have come to a time, and it's scary for me. But I believe that in these last days in which you and I are living, that the Bible has become less and less important in church. That should have become more and more important has become less and less important. I think that teaching our young people the Word of God, our Awana program, our Sunday school, the Bible drills, everything that we do that we can hide the Word of God into the hearts of our young people and to our own hearts, is that is important, because Faith comes by hearing. In the book of James, the first chapter and verse 21, it says that it is able to save our soul. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15, it is wise unto salvation. It all has to do with the conversion of the soul. In Psalms 19, the psalmist said that the words of God are sweeter than honey. Let's read it one more time. Look at verse 10 and 11. More to be desired are they than gold. So what is important? We would think making money is important. Here it says that the word of God is more important than making money. More to be desired than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them thy servant is warned, and in the keeping of them there is great reward. In Psalms 19, 7 through 9, the psalmist said, his statutes are right, and his judgments are true. Now, we live in a time that is combated on every side. That the Bible is cast away as that is not important. But here, the Bible says of itself that its statutes are right and its judgments are true. In other words, it proves itself.